You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagora, Michael Regei back with you here. We're reaching out to Buck Wild Billy Wynn right now. But folks, you know that you can download the brand new Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere with breaking news and notifications from the team straight to your phone. In fact, it barks at you. I think that is awesome. I love that. Get the app. You can also get this show on demand after the fact to hear all of the great segments that you want. You can cherry pick them, listen to them at your leisure there. Nathan Zagora, like I said, joined by Michael Regei, in for Vic Carucci here. Reg, been a whirlwind so far.
A whirlwind? I'm telling you, it's, you know, it's like a hitman's row lining up. wish you happy birthday.
And it's very kind.
It kind of shows the circles that you run in, too, so that's always a fun thing.
Yeah, we're doing what we can, obviously. Now, one of the things we wanted to talk about earlier as we get Billy Wynn on the phone were the comments T.J. Ward made to Pro Football Talk, and he said, quote, "Nothing against Cleveland, but this is a winning culture. They're used to winning, and you treat all things the same way, period, with a preparation to win. We're expecting to win. That's it. That's the only expectation." You know, I don't mind what he's saying there. My first blush at that is he came for a team that was 4-12 or 5-11 in every one of his seasons. It was not a winning culture, and I think that's one of the key things that Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer and Alex Shiner are trying to change, and Jimmy Haslam, the owner, trying to change about this team. That's why you saw a guy like Dante Whitner be brought in. That's why you saw Paul McQuiston come from Seattle. Carlos Dansby from a successful Arizona team, and he was also on the Arizona team that went to the Super Bowl against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The veterans that were brought in are guys that have tasted winning.
Absolutely. And I don't question at all, never have for a moment. And I don't think any of you should have any problem with T.J. Ward differentiating between what he experienced here and how that his perception is upon walking into the culture that is the Denver Broncos. Look, I mean, facts are facts. And yes, that's exactly what, from Jimmy Haslam on down, this entire organization is looking to change and knows that they have to change for any type of achievement to be reality here. So, look, T.J. Ward, I know this, in his time as a Cleveland Brown, Nathan, there's absolutely no doubt that this guy played hard. He was all about winning. He wanted to win, and yes, did he express a lot of frustration, as Joe Hayden did, that the last couple of years have been ones that didn't turn in the direction that we all wanted him to? Yeah, and I think we probably would have done the very same thing if we were a key component of this football team that was continuing to put forth all the effort into making a change and being frustrated by the lack of results. So, I mean, to me, I would expect him to say that. I know I would.
Absolutely. And, you know, at some point, I think he would. What he said is factually correct.
Factually correct. I mean, how can you dispute that?
You cannot dispute it. It's factually correct. And he, you know, I thought took a classy approach about it because, let's be honest, he's got to be hurt. I think when you look at what happened, they paid more money for Dante Whitner than he got in Denver. So It was clearly a football decision to move on from T.J. Ward by the new regime here of Ray Farmer and Coach Patton. That was just a decision that was made, and that's the way it goes. I think he handled it fine. I have no problem there. The other big NFL story, Kiko Alonso, torn ACL, former the Defensive Rookie of the Year last year in the National Football League for the Buffalo Bills. He is now out for the season, and I think it's a sad, unfortunate injury. A bright young player. We saw Brian Hoyer, who not coincidentally, was injured against the Buffalo Bills last year, tearing his ACL, reaching out to Kiko Alonso and wishing him well on his recovery. Class act, and that's what you expect from Brian Hoyer.
No question about that. And ironically, same game that Hoyer went down. So Hoyer's letting them know that it's not the end of the world. And what a fabulous rookie season Kiko Alonso had. And you need not go any further than asking Mike Patton about that, because I think he came in and just blew the Buffalo Bills organization's doors off with regard to how quickly, how well he acclimated and became a force, Nathan, on that Mike Patton Bills D.
Yeah, he was, and you don't get to that level. He was going to have a move to the Will linebacker, weak side linebacker, in the 4-3 that they're moving to there in Buffalo, but an unfortunate injury. And I know from talking to Chuck Driesbeck, now the linebacker coach of the Browns, who coached Kiko Alonso there in Buffalo, that he is a very talented young player and a great kid, and hopefully he has a speedy recovery there, no question about it.
Yeah, and he will, and that was part of Brian Hoyer's message. And look, you know, Nathan, I don't really, it doesn't matter what uniform and what helmet, when, you know, you just hate to see talented young guys, you know, and we know this is a violent game and a game that causes these type of injuries that take away a year, and in some cases, from a young man's career. You just hate to see it, and you certainly hope that for the whole league that things like these, you know, can be minimized. We know it's a reality of the game, but you just never like to see it with young guys or just starting their NFL careers.
No, you certainly do not like to see it, even knowing the trades that have been made between these two organizations.
Right.
You just don't want to see something like that go down. Certainly a very unfortunate situation there for the Bills and Kiko Alonso. All right, we're trying to track down Buck Wild. Maybe he's getting Buck. He's in Vegas, folks. Anything can happen in Las Vegas, and it will. That's right. We're not going
to
– no worries, Billy. We go have a good time out there, my friend. But coming up next, we are going to do a special Wednesday edition of the Friday Forecast with our guy, Da Kid, joining us in just a few moments. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back on ESPN 850 WKNR. Bumping, thumping on a wheel ride. The mix and our drinks a little stronger than you think.